Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
All sorts of taco deals going on today. A lot of them through the loyalty apps and programs. Taco Bell offering free soft tacos for $1. Jack in the Box. We have Jack in the Boxes here?
We do, absolutely.
A couple free tacos with a purchase. Del Taco, 7-Eleven. And various other ones. Do your research if you're looking for free tacos today.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a funny note on this story. There's a food blogger asking, what's the absolute worst taco topping? Number one was cilantro.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It's like soap.
I love cilantro.
People.
I had cilantro in my tacos I made last night.
You have to. I actually had a moment where it tastes like soap to me, and I thought like my taste buds changed or something. I was super sad. But
I like it, but you can't. You don't want to over cilantro.
You really don't.
That's the problem.
Pungent.
Like, it is a condiment or a topping and not a side dish. And sometimes
you don't want a bowl of cilantro.
It's not a salad. Like, you can't eat it like that.
The top three, cilantro, black olives, and lettuce.
I don't put a lot of black olives on tacos.
I do.
Me too.
I do.
I load them up.
I love black olives. That's just not a topping that I think of right away.
Look at number four. Cheese.
What?
Who says
what?
Cheese is a bad topping for a taco?
It's a requirement.
This is the worst list ever.
I was going to say, my least favorite taco filling is lengua, which is tongue and beef. And it's just because it's
tongue, I think, would be worse than cheese.
Yes, like, that should be on the list.
You know what? It would be.
You know? Like placenta. I don't think I'd want that on my taco.
Are we serving us up, though? Like.
You never had placenta taco?
No.
Katie,
once
you haven't lived.
No, you'll never go back.
Oh, my gosh.
There's other worst toppings. Scabs? Boogers? I mean, come on. Any of that.
Oh, gosh.
I'll take two tacos, put some boogers on it, please.
It's been
and tacos.
Grossed out by tacos before, but here we are.
booger tacos?
They serve them in preschool.
Gross.
Former NFL quarterback and analyst Mark Sanchez now facing a level 5 felony charge in the beatdown of that guy on Saturday night. Do you see the video of him stumbling and walking around covered in blood and limping?
He's bleeding out.
He is going to get sued.
Well, he needs to. What happened to the other guy? He hit him so hard with something that object went through his cheek and stabbed his tongue. Like,
Have you seen the images of that guy in the hospital?
Oh, my gosh, I feel
he
so bad.
Looks
he got
really bad.
I'm surprised. Like, those injuries could be life-threatening. So I'm glad that he's alive and okay and doing all right.
Yeah. Say goodbye to all your money, Mark Sanchez. Idiot.
Yeah.
What else is going on? Today is another Prime week. Is there like 9 of these now with Amazon?
Right. There used to just be one, and now they're like every other weekend.
I'm on there right now. Prime Big Deal Days starts right now.
What?
There's a look at Josh. There's a little TIE fighter that lights up or something. You want that?
Yes, buy it right now, please. I'll pay you back. Just get it. I'll pay you back.
Do it now. There is a site called bookshop.org that is offering free shipping today so that online book buyers can support real indie bookstores rather than sending their money into Amazon's wallet. So if you're looking to support somebody small today versus Amazon, bookshop.org.
I like that.
Is where you need to go. I think so. It's nice to support those smaller
people. There's something like LeBron James is making a huge announcement today at noon Eastern time, and everybody's freaking out thinking he's going to retire, but he also has a huge branding deal with Amazon. And so everybody's also like, oh, he's just going to do a stupid Amazon commercial.
I know, right?
Probably.
Because he's labeling it The Decision 2.
No,
I'm
he's
like,
not going to take his talents to Prime.
No.
Is that what he's going
to
do?
Taking it to Amazon Prime.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, geez.
He loves him some him.
He does.
Yeah.
Luke Combs, for all of our country folks this morning, just passed Garth Brooks as the most RIAA-certified country artist in history.
Which is crazy
he's
to
so
me.
Good.
According to
no,
the Recording
so
Institute.
No, he's so good. He just hasn't been
he's
around
so
long enough to take the title from Garth. That's how I feel, but obviously he has. So
I love
it's
me
just
some
like,
Luke Combs.
This is kind of shocking
too.
To me, you know?
Holds 168 million certified units from sales and streams. Garth was at 162 million.
I think it'd be Morgan Wallen or something.
Yeah.
Like, Morgan's...
Or Luke Bryan.
And here's the thing. Did they take Garth Brooks and combine him with, who was that, Chris Gaines? Was that his name? Remember the Chris?
Right, let's add some Chris Gaines to it.
Like, they need to combine those two so that he gets a fair shot, because that's still Garth.
Why did he do that? Like, I don't know. Was he just bored one day?
Do you remember his hair and his face on that album?
he was so weird.
So emo.
He had, like, the little goatee right there.
Yes!
It was so weird.
It's so funny.
And it was such a flop, too.
Yeah, you know? God, people did not like Chris Gaines.
So bad. I'll give you one more thing. 99-year-old Dick Van Dyke, he's staying pretty lighthearted about his own mortality. He was doing some interview and he joked, "It'd be funny if I didn't make it, huh?" Like, to 100. He's just joking about it. Sure would be funny if I got super close and I didn't make it.
Funny maybe is not the word.
Jim, but... Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy.
I know.
Cherry on out of here. I think it's kind of the Betty White thing, though. They were planning that whole, like, a century of Betty White, and they were going to have her on Good Morning America. And like a month before,
yeah,
ate it.
She keeled over.
Eek.
I have a feeling he'll make it though.
He's just a jolly man,
and he works out still, and he dances still. And
he'll be fine.
Incredible sex life still. So,
he'll be fine. You've heard, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. He's still like he's 60,
cleaning that chimney.
Ah! Oh gosh!
Can you say that? I just did.
So bad.
Supercalifragilistic.
Expialidocious.
We have any sports crap?
We do, and this is good, because last night the Jaguars took on the Kansas City Chiefs, and anytime I can talk about a Chiefs loss, I am so happy to do so. The Chiefs lost in the last 20 seconds due to the Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence running in for a last-second touchdown. And on top of that, it was so chaotic. As he backed out to get after he hiked the ball, his center stepped on his foot. He fell down, got back up, looked around the field, didn't get tackled, ran to the end zone.
No way!
It was sheer chaos. Pandemonium. What? It was so good. They won with 23 seconds left in the game, and we have Trevor Lawrence talking about what he felt directly afterwards.
Your game-winning touchdown run, you get your foot stepped on, you're falling down, and somehow you score. What was it like from your perspective?
Oh, just panic. Sheer panic on the ground. We didn't have any timeouts. Got stepped on coming out, and I was like, I gotta get up, and I was just gonna throw it out of bounds to stop the clock, and then there was really no one around me. So, made a play.
Now, did you record that off your TV or the TV at the bar?
I recorded that off of someone else's TV.
Yeah, I should have listened to that before.
No, it was the only video that I could find. I didn't record it. It was the only video I could find on X. But he got the job done.
Again.
It was sheer panic. I love when a quarterback's actually truthful about that, though. Because normally quarterbacks are like, well, you know, I was composed.
Yeah.
I stayed composed, saw what was going on. He goes, no, I freaked out.
Yeah.
I panicked, and then I scrambled
then I
in the end zone.
On,
and it worked out. Yeah. And I love that because the Chiefs lost.
Yeah.
The Broncos won. It's a great weekend.
No, it is a great weekend. Yeah, the AFC West is looking
it's
awesome.
Crazy right now.
Yeah. I just really enjoyed that audio.
Yeah, no.
Okay, you heard him. What's so bad?
No, this is the first time I heard it.
No, but you heard what he got the point across. That's all I could find of that actual quote.
It's a professional radio station. It's fine.
Oh,
I know you don't.
You just held it right up to the TV and
no,
recorded,
I didn't
huh?
record it. I didn't record it. Right. Well, fine. You
Katie,
do better.
You got any crappy audio for us?
No audio, but I've got some fun stories.
I had audio.
Yeah, got
really
some I know. I didn't have audio, though.
I would
so
prefer
that.
If you didn't.
Please stop.
Okay. All right. This is good news
what?
For everybody. Harry Potter is hitting the road. Okay. So it's the first ever production of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, and it's headed to Colorado. I know. So Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, it actually is Harry Potter's son, Albus, and he befriends the son of his fiercest rival, Draco Malfoy. You know. So
I've never seen the Harry
Should
Potter.
Should I play that
Harry
audio
Potter?
Again, Josh?
I saw
have
like
you never
one.
Seen
I've
Harry Potter?
I've never seen it. I've never read the book.
Okay,
no. I know.
So
I'm not tapped into the Harry
so
Potter.
So everyone who loves Harry Potter is going to love the fact that this stage production is coming to the Buell Theater May 30th through June 21st next year, and people are loving it. I'm a big fan of Harry Potter. I actually read all the books way after everybody mm-hmm. else. I haven't seen the movies or anything yet, but the whole thing is just fascinating. So I know a lot of people who are going to be very excited about that. And I just wanted to start with some good news, because then we have bad news coming out of DIA, where the flight delays are due to low air traffic. traffic staffing levels. So that government shutdown adding extra weight to air traffic controllers' already high stress jobs. So they're saying longer wait times. We're probably going to see them out at DIA if you have a flight. I know I've got one coming up. So show up early, even earlier than you would, because, yeah, they're looking at lower staffing levels and it's causing some issues.
Well, the air traffic controllers are slightly important to that. There have been a lot of plane incidents lately. There were two that just crashed into each other on the runway the other day.
Exactly.
Enjoy your flight.
So, thank you so much.
T's and P's.
Yeah, so definitely dealing with it out at DIA. And then this is another great story coming out of Ball Arena, because after people were complaining about how high concessions were there, they heard your cries. So Ball Arena has a new $5 menu. You can get hot dogs, nachos, popcorn, candy, fries, or jumbo pretzels for just $5
Or all
each.
Of them.
Now, well, yeah, but I mean,
one of each.
Yeah, one of each. That it's such a huge price change. I mean, and not only that, but their beer, they lowered it to $10 for a 20-ounce, which makes it the lowest beer price in all of the arenas here in
Denver. It's just
Kronky's
various
doing it right.
Yeah. Spots in Ball
it's
Arena
not everything.
Too. It's not everywhere.
Yeah.
You gotta
dedicated areas.
There's sections 112 and 319, and also in that Colorado Social Grab and Go, you know, where you just go
which
in and grab
really
stuff.
Which is really cool. Have you
I
done that yet?
I love that thing.
It's like this whole
it.
Pre-made area that you can just, it's like a la carte. You can just pick what you want. I like that a lot.
I do that with the drink area. There's one that you go in and it's just coolers and you grab what you want and then you ring
which
it up and
great.
Walk out.
So they have that for food too. Yeah.
Yeah, so again, in this Ball Arena $5 menu, it's being implemented for the Avs game on Thursday for the sports seasons coming up. So a lot. It's funny because a lot of different major league operations started this, and some of them went as low as $2 or $3 on their menu prices. But they're like, well, we can't go that low. But
popcorn?
$5.
I bet you they could.
Well, no, but $5
is what
we've
got. The Rockies do, before every game starts, if you get there early, $3 beers.
Oh my gosh!
It's
because
they need to get you drunk to watch the product. Yeah. But $3 beers.
$3 beers. Huh. There you go. But I think I know a lot of people.
It's good for families.
It's such a good price point for families, because if you have six people in your family, the pretzels used to be $8, and I know that's only a $3 difference. But when you have four children. That's a big deal.
It adds up pretty
right
quick.
There. That's a big deal. So,
or me when I order three pretzels when I go in for myself.
See? Yeah. Carb load, no problem anymore. Not
Let's
a problem.
Go. Sit in my chair and don't get up.
You're asleep by the second period.
Go Nuggets. Two of those $10 beers and four pretzels
Where's
in me.
Where's my cheese?
Now it's four, yeah.
He's got this cheese sauce on his face.
He's just drinking it.
It's
just
in my,
the
it's being
sauce.
Held in my belly button. Just
Your belly shelf.
Hey, don't knock it.